Chapter 25. Descending in Jaina's wake, Zek felt the attack the instant Jaina did, felt its power and speed, and its intent. It was aimed at Jaina. Reflexively, Zek lashed out with the force, pushing. Jaina shot downward as if fired from an ancient artillery piece. Something flashed by a meter over her head, something silver. It severed the track there, leaving a clean break in the metal rails. A fraction of a second later, it hit the far wall of the cavern with a dull flash of light and a resounding boom. Zek turned his attention toward the source of the attack. It was outside the range of his vision, but he could feel it now that it was on the offensive, no longer lying in wait. It had to be 100 meters or more away, though exact distances were difficult to predict through the force. It reeked of dark side energy and intent, a force presence that was at once unliving, but not inert. It had purpose. Zek could almost see it, reading its self-image. A large ball, webbed wings projecting from it, a weapon spike protruding from the top, a landing spike from its bottom. And hatred for him, for Jaina, in what served it as a heart. Zek read its movements and intentions as it acted. Its top spike was aimed toward Jaina. Now it canted upward, aiming at Zek, and prepared to fire again. Zek grabbed the track with his free hand and pushed off, adding energy from the force to his movement, and hurtled downward. A fraction of a second later, something flashed by over his head and sliced through the track there, then slammed into the far cavern wall. Cut above him and below him, several dozen meters worth of track floated free, twisting as it slowly began to accelerate downward. Zek grimaced. He was fighting a starfighter, or the equivalent of one, and all he had was his lightsaber. At least he could serve as a distraction, keeping this thing off Jaina. As he reached the top of the remaining portion of track below, the spot where Jaina had almost been hit, he angled himself so that his feet came down on one of its cross ties. He took the slight shock of impact easily. "Jaina, you go on. I can deal with this."
"How?"
Jaina's tone was flat, disbelieving. She knew he was lying. "Don't distract me with questions. Just go." "By dying, probably." He hoped that stray thought did not reach Jaina, that it had not crossed the faint remnants of the link they had shared since they had been joiners together years before. He felt Jaina's anger at him, at Ali Marar, but he felt, too, her acceptance. She knew it was the right thing to do. Divide Alima's concentration. Attack her on as many fronts as possible. The thing out in the darkness, the Sith ship, for so it had to be, drifted laterally, under power, perhaps trying to determine whether Zek could track it. Zek continued staring in the direction he had been originally. Then something occurred to him, and he grinned. Abandoning his Jedi detachment, he poured emotion into the Force, contempt for his enemy, disparaging dismissal of the Sith ship's worth. He felt his enemy's anger grow, and winced as it lashed out at him, grasping in the Force. But this was no attack. He could feel its thoughts now, primitive but clear, hammering away insistently at his mind like a fist against a door. He could almost understand them. He could understand them, he realized, if he wanted to. There was something familiar about their patterns, their darkness. Techniques he had learned years before, as a student of the Shadow Academy, gave him that insight. Though he had shoved them away deep into his memory, those techniques were still with him, if he chose to remember them. He wavered on the rung that supported him, and wavered on the question. but he had no time left. If the Sith starfighter killed him, it would go after Jaina next. He opened himself to the darkness. It flooded into him, engulfing him, gagging him. Abruptly, his surroundings were much clearer in his mind. The exact location, the appearance of that Sith meditation sphere, yes, that was what it was, were now clear to him, as were its thoughts. It hesitated in its movements, aware of the sudden change in Zek's outlook. "You are Jedi." "Am I? I have been many things. I was a Jedi a minute ago. What am I now?" "Not to be trusted." Zek let some amusement creep into his thoughts. "And yet you trust her." He pictured Alimarar in his mind, and let his memories of her as a young Jedi Knight color his vision. The meditation sphere's reply was tinged with contempt. "Not trust. Obey. Must obey." "Because she knows a secret or two? Do you obey anything who knows the dark ways? You would obey me, then?" The meditation sphere did not reply. A presentiment of victory, like adrenaline, flashed through Zek. "That's it, isn't it? All you need is the right order. From the right Darksider." There was no answer. "What are you called?" "I am Ship." Zek snorted, amused and contemptuous at the same time. "You are stupid and simplistic. But I will do you a favor anyway. I free you." He could tell that Ship received his words, but he felt no indication of understanding. Of course not. This was a vehicle. It was made to serve. It would always serve. The question was, what would it serve? "I free you from Alimarar. I order you to leave her, to leave this place. I order you to find a master better suited to your nature. I command you to go as fast as you can, ignoring all commands, all cries for help." Into his words he poured his own power of will, and felt it joined, strengthened by the power of this dark place. His own strength swelled, bloating out beyond the confines of his body, growing like an explosion until its fringes engulfed Ship. There within Ship was a hard knot of resistance, older orders, planted by Alimarar. Zek saw them as a mound, like a standing stone. He lashed that stone with his own strength, and saw it begin to erode, flaking away, dissolving. In moments it was gone, reduced to nothingness. Zek felt a sort of dark joy rise up within Ship, and then the meditation sphere was accelerating upward, toward the exit out of the chamber. An instant later, it was gone. Zek sagged, relieved. Jaina would live. He would live. He would descend to where Ship knew Alima to be. Zek would kill Alima, cutting her until no remaining piece could sustain life. Then he would kill Jag and be rid of that moralistic, interfering simulation of a man. That, of course, he would have to do in such a way that it did not distress Jaina. And finally, there would be Jaina. He would reforge the link between them, and through it pour his thoughts, his love. He would do so until she understood, until she loved and obeyed him, until she was his. Worry suddenly gnawed at him, like the sharp teeth of some undercity rodent. "That's not right." Slowly he lowered himself to sit on the top cross-tie of the track, wrapping his legs around the rail for security. That's not what he should be thinking. The dark side was flooding him now, pouring its toxins into his thoughts. He tried to shove it out, to become what he had been just a few minutes before, but it was strong, so very strong, and it laughed at his pathetic efforts. Over the comlink, Jaina called for Zek, for Jag. She got no answer. That was not entirely unexpected. These personal comlinks could transmit across many kilometers, but not through stone or thick duracrete, and she had plummeted into yet another cavern chamber through a narrow passageway since parting from Zek. A touch of force exertion brought her alongside the track again. She put the soles of her boots against it, allowing friction to slow her. Alone, with only one set of eyes, she needed to descend more slowly, to be more alert. Alert to presences in the force. She felt them off to her left. Then they were closer, moving into the range of her glow rod. The flock of Minox. The rearmost of them now towed Jag, who flailed helplessly. The foremost of them came on, tail lashing, and struck at her as it passed. She dodged the blow with minimal effort. The other Minox, strung out behind like a parade, wheeled in the first one's wake, preparing for one attack after another. Jaina snorted.
Jag, stick out a hand as you pass. I'll pull you free.
Jag didn't respond. His helmet comlink was probably out.
That's an assumption. Whenever I make an assumption like that, you two are free to mock me mercilessly.
The words were Jag's, but spoken long ago, during one of their many planning sessions. And they were correct. She'd just made the sort of assumption that Jag himself routinely mocked. As she dodged the second Minok attack, and the third, she cast out into the force to sense the figure being towed by the last Minok. It was Jag, all right. Jaina worked the vertical rail track as a gymnast would a set of exercise bars, swinging her wide of every tail attack, or interposing the rails between her and an incoming tail, until only the last Minok remained. Jag, in its grip, struggled and waved frantically at her. Jaina extended her hand to catch his, then yanked it back, allowing him to be towed past. As she did, Jag changed in form and dimension, becoming smaller, slighter. His outstretched hand suddenly had a blue-black lightsaber blade in it, and as Jaina pulled away, the blade crossed the spot where her torso had been. It cut a gash in the front of her robe, but did not catch the skin beneath. Abruptly, it was Alima Rar being towed, the young, unmaimed Alima. And she stared angrily at Jaina as she and her Minok passed. Jaina grinned at them.
Predictable, Alima. Predictable.
The other Minoks were suddenly gone, fading out of existence like the details of a dream in the moments after awakening. Alima swung up onto the last Minok's back, riding it as she would a tauntaun. The creature circled, keeping Jaina and Alima safely out of range of each other. Alima's reply was similarly light-hearted.
We wish to thank you for coming here and making it more convenient for us to kill you.
Jaina shook her head.
That's not what we're here for. We're going to end the threat you pose. You can die, or you can surrender. The choice is yours. You will never leave these chambers alive.
Jaina shrugged.
Neither will you. I'm prepared to die. Are you?